نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، yesterday as well as the day before, Allah Ta'ala had granted us the tawfiq to discuss the quality of the heart which we refer to as mahabba, as love, and how powerful this quality of love is. In reality, if we look at this love, it is an extremely powerful quality. It is that love that can drive a person to do unimaginable things. If we look around and we see that people are prepared to travel thousands of kilometers just to visit an ashiq, an ashiqa of theirs, a beloved of theirs. The person will travel, he'll go through such challenges. The person will be willing to sacrifice thousands of rands and thousands of dollars, you know, just to appease and to please the beloved. It is just because of this love. It's extremely powerful. So therefore, Islam also teaches us to use this love and to harness it in the right way. The one is, a person can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear that if I don't wake up for Fajr Salah, I will go to Jahannam and I will burn in hell forever. So that is in its place. Allah Ta'ala also warns us of Jahannam. But if you study the Quran Sharif, you will see Allah Ta'ala highlights His mercy much more than His azab. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, "Inna Rabbaka wasi'ul maghfira." We heard tonight as well in the Taraweeh that Allah Ta'ala's ocean of forgiveness is very, very vast. And you will notice the Quran Sharif is filled with ayat and verses of rahmah, and they are dominant. So the reality is if we can develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we can develop the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of that mahabba and out of that love, then there will be a different feeling, there will be a different kayfiyat. There was one young girl who was leading a very sinful life. And she came into the company and she started interacting with the late Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali by correspondence. She started writing, she started attending the programs, and her condition changed for the better drastically. And then Maulana even mentioned to us, he said that imagine that her condition became such that she started performing her 5 daily salah. And not only that, she started waking up for tahajjud. And then she writes to Maulana, she says that, "Maulana, I need to share something with you. That, you know, through the barakat of your company and your sohbat," she says, "now, you know, I experience such enjoyment in my tahajjud that after my Isha Salah, and in fact the whole day, I just wait for that opportunity to wake up for tahajjud to put my head down in sajda." Now imagine from where she was to where she's gotten. So this shows that when a person starts developing the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another girl, she, Maulana had the habit, the 40 durood and salam he would read very often. And Maulana would read it with such mahabbat and such love. So this girl also developed an ardent love for reading this 40 durood and salam. So she used to read it, sometimes she used to read it 3-4 times a day. That's how often she used to read it. So she relates a dream that she saw to Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And of course we must understand that dreams are mubasharat. They are glad tidings from Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes dreams also are doubtful. A person, you know, the whole day he was busy working on something. The person was selling potatoes and tomatoes. And that night he dreams that there's potatoes and tomatoes falling on his head, for example. So now, sometimes what we do in the day, we then see it at night. And Maulana used to always tell us that sometimes a lot of the dreams that we see are because the stomach is too full. The person ate, you know, just before he slept, the stomach is very full. And now you see some horrific dream that some robbers are coming in and shaitan and what. And then the person gets carried away and gets depressed. So we shouldn't pay too much attention to dreams. Otherwise, some people are living in more of a dream world than the real world. We are living in the real world, not the dream world. And that is why the fuqaha, you cannot establish any masla based on a dream. Can we imagine if we had to follow the dreams of people? If somebody saw a dream that certain sheikh said, that you must read your salah in this manner. And this person saw a dream. So how are we going to ever verify it? Can a person go into his dream and go and see whether he saw it or not? So we can't go by dreams. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows certain people certain things. So this particular girl saw a dream. And we learn in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person sees the Nabi of Allah in his dream, then that he has really seen Rasulullah. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَمَثَّرُ بِهِ, because shaitan cannot take the image of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But anyway, she sees in the dream, she sees herself sitting on a camel, and she's got this durood and salawat kitab in her hand, and she's reading it. And she's in the middle of nowhere. And next thing, she sees a person who is extremely handsome and radiant, and he comes next to the camel. And he says that, do you like reading this? So she says, yes, I like reading it. So he grabs the harness of the camel, and he walks, and next thing he takes her into a garden, she says, the like of which she has never seen in her entire life. And he says that this is for you. And the dream ends there. So obviously, then when she woke up, she realized in the dream that that person that she saw was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes, when a person develops that love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala sometimes gives the person mubasharat and glad tidings in this world already. So this love is an extremely powerful thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to harness it and direct it and channel it in the correct way. So we spoke about this aspect of love, and this morning Fajr time Allah Ta'ala made it possible for us to discuss a beautiful hadith narrated by Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahimahullah, and he mentions in this narration that he was in Damascus, he was in Dimashq, and there he saw that there were people that were thronging around a certain individual, and he describes this person was extremely youthful, and he had his incisors were very very bright and radiant, and he was energetic. And he says that people were asking him questions and they were thronging around him. And whenever people had some difference of opinion, they would refer it to this person. So he said, I started inquiring that who is this person? There's something unique about this person. There's something different about this person. There is an attraction to this individual. He said that I was told that this is none other than Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now to understand the hadith, sometimes we have to appreciate who the Sahaba ikram were. These were the shining stars of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum, my Sahaba like guiding stars. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was an Ansari Sahabi. He was amongst those who took bayat on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the initial stages in the bayah of Aqaba. And thereafter he participated in all the battles, the battle of Badr and many other battles that he participated in. But he had an extreme level of intelligence, and he would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like a shadow, to such an extent that eventually he got the title of A'lamu ummati bil halali wal haram, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that the most knowledgeable of my ummah as far as halal and haram is concerned is none other than Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Hence, when the people of Yemen came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after they had accepted Islam, they said, we want you to send someone to us so that we can learn about Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will send the best from my people. I will send you the best. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then summoned Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatched him. And there is a beautiful narration how when he was leaving, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the side of the camel, and for a lengthy period of time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked with him towards the border of Madinatul Munawwara. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to him that brought him to tears. He became hysterical. He said, oh Mu'adh, perhaps next year when you will come back to Medina, you will not find me here, you will pass by my grave. You will pass by my grave. And this is exactly what happened. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was dispatched to Yemen, and mashallah, he taught the people in Yemen, and the following year when he returned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. Thereafter, the many Sahaba ikram, whenever they had any important matter that they needed some knowledge with regards to its jurisprudence aspect, they would refer it to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. There is a very light-hearted anecdote with regards to the Sahaba ikram, in particular Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, we know the verse of the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. That Ibrahim alayhi salam was an entire nation in himself. So as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Inna Mu'adhan kana ummah. Then Mu'adh is an entire nation in himself. In fact, as Umar radiallahu anhu said, Lawla Mu'adh lahalaka Umar. Had it not been for Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu would have been destroyed. Allah Ta'ala gave him such insight and such faqahat and understanding. Subhanallah. Thereafter, he went to Damascus and he continued benefiting the people there. And subhanallah, he passed away at a very young age. According to the Mu'arrikheen, he passed away. He was a plus minus 35 to 36 years old that he passed away. Now imagine Umar radiallahu anhu was much older, but he would refer his matters to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. What a lesson. That sometimes a person may be young, but Allah Ta'ala blesses the person with his bounties and with knowledge. Nevertheless, this is now Mu'adh ibn Jabal. This is now we can understand, just to put you into perspective, who Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was. So Abu Idris Khawlani rahmatullah alayhi says that I decided the next day I will go very early to the masjid. And he says, I went very early to the masjid, but to my amazement, Mu'adh ibn Jabal was already in the masjid performing salah. He said, I waited for him to complete his salah. And after he had completed his salah, he said, I went in front of him. I made salam to him. And then he said, I would like to say something to you, that I love you for the pleasure of Allah. I love you for the pleasure of Allah. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu asked him, Allahu, that is it for the pleasure of Allah? So he says, yes, it is for the pleasure of Allah. Again, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu asked him, that is it for the pleasure of Allah? He said, yes, it is for the pleasure of Allah. Third time he asked him again, is it for the pleasure of Allah? Abu Idris rahmatullah alayhi says, yes, it is for the pleasure of Allah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu then grabbed Abu Idris rahimahullah and he says, glad tidings to you. For I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that Allah Ta'ala has declared, wajabat mahabbati lil mutahabbina fiyya wal mutajalisina fiyya wal mutazawirina fiyya wal mutabadhilina fiyya. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. He says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that Allah Ta'ala has declared, Allah has said, that my love becomes compulsory, wajabat mahabbi, mahabbati, my love becomes wajib upon whom? Upon those individuals who love each other for my pleasure. Imagine that here we are loving each other for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, and what happens? Allah starts loving us in the process. And not only that, he goes further, wal mutajalisina fiyya, that those people who sit together for my pleasure. MashaAllah, this is a glad tidings for us, inshallah, that all of us who are seated here, we are seated here only for one reason. And that is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirat. We know that tonight is an odd night. We are hopeful that inshallah, ya Allah, some portion of the night, count it in your zikr for your pleasure. So, wal mutajalisina fiyya, Allah has made a promise that my mahabbat becomes compulsory upon you. Wal mutazawirina fiyya, those people who visit each other for my pleasure. We spoke about how it is important to visit our fellow Muslim brothers. So you just visited your Muslim brother for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Allah, you got Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. Wal mutabadhilina fiyya, and those individuals who spend on each other for my pleasure. Spending on each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat becomes wajib on them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. So we discussed this aspect of love, and I just wanted to bring this incident because I felt it was so appropriate and it gives so much of himmat and courage and shows us how important this mahabbat. And therefore, when we develop love, especially for our ulama and our mashayikh, and on this point we have to understand that everyone has got their weaknesses. No matter which alim it may be, which qari sahab or mufti sahab it may be, they all have their weaknesses. Everyone has got nafs with them. So sometimes what happens is that we become so focused on the weakness of the person that we forget all the good that the person has done. And sometimes we have to focus on the good of the person and we have to overlook the weakness and tell ourselves that, you know, I've got 10 weaknesses. I am only aware of one of his weaknesses. I make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants him the tawfiq to change that particular weakness of his. Well, nevertheless, we are not condoning a weakness. Sometimes if an alim is doing something inappropriate, then we don't condone that weakness. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants him the tawfiq to change it. But we still have to have mahabbat for that person based on the fact that this person has given his entire life for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. I remember that on one occasion, there was one jamaat that went out to one particular town. It was in America. And one of the senior elders of Bangladesh was in that particular jamaat. So when they went to that particular masjid, the zimmedar satis, the responsible brothers and the local brothers that were there, they said, that's our imam sahab. So one of them made the comment. He said, Jiha, he's our imam sahab, but he doesn't do the work. He doesn't do the work. Subhanallah, the person who was in the jamaat, the sati of mine, said, Ali, mashallah, he said that elder got so upset. He said that, what are you saying? He said that you came out for 40 days. You came out for 4 months. You came out for 10 days. You made an intention that you are going to give, time to the deen of Allah Ta'ala for 40 days. You made intention that you are going to give time to the deen of Allah Ta'ala for 4 months. Do you know that when that alim qualified, he made an intention that, Ya Allah, now my entire life is for your deen. My entire life now is for your deen. Hence, subhanallah, ulama ikram explain that even the sleep of a faqih, of an alim, is ibadat. Even his sleep, even when he goes to the toilet, is a form of an ibadat. I will explain to you by means of an example. On Qurbani day, we find that we hire people to do the skinning of our animals. So they do the skinning of the animals. Whilst they're busy skinning, every now and again we'll notice they move aside and they take a sharpener and they sharpen their knife. Now, when they're sharpening their knife, why are they sharpening their knife? So that they can continue the skinning process. Now, when we pay them for that particular day, do we say that, listen, I noticed that every 5 minutes you were sharpening the knife for, 2 minutes. 2 minutes out of the 7 minutes went into sharpening the knife. So, and I worked it out so many times, you sharpened the knife. So, I'm deducting that day and I'm only paying you for the time that you were skinning. We will pay him also for the time that he sharpened his knife. Because we know very well that the sharpening of the knife is so that he can skin better. And it's enhancing his skinning. In the same way, when that alim sleeps, his sleeping is helping him wake up the next day to make khidmat for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, to bring more people towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. His eating now has become ibadat. His sleeping has become ibadat. His going to the toilet too has become ibadat. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to appreciate our ulama-i-kiram. We are not ulama, we are students. But the other ulama-i-kiram, to appreciate them. That is why it is said that faqihun wahidun ashaddu ala shaytan min alfi abid. One faqih, one alim who has got deep understanding is more intense and more severe on shaytan than 1,000 worshippers. Allah has blessed him with knowledge. Allah has blessed him with ilm. And sitting in the company of such ulama, just one moment in their company can be a means of changing a person's entire life. They say, Yak zamana suhbat awliya behtara sad sala ta'ad bariya, to this effect. That one moment in the company of a friend of Allah, a arif of Allah, an alim ad-deen who is practicing, it is better than 1,000 years of worship. Now a person says, how is that possible? How can that be better than 1,000 years of worship? What happens is sometimes a person doesn't have knowledge. He is making ibadat in a certain way. Perhaps the person has got pride and is making ibadat. He's reading nafil rakats. And now his head is inflating more and more. He's becoming more and more proud. I am someone very special, I am a big buzruk now. Even the others are nowhere near me. So what's happening? His ibadat is intensifying his pride. He sat in the company of that sheikh. One statement of that sheikh, one statement, and the person, all that, it was like a needle, huge balloon was there, and one needle came and pricked that balloon, everything gone. That one moment in the company of that wali of Allah was a means of changing that person's entire life. He would have made ibadat for 1,000 years with that weakness, but that one moment became better than that 1,000 years of ibadat. That is why we should appreciate the opportunities that we have. So here you see, subhanallah, expressing our mahabbat for the ulama-i kiram, expressing our mahabbat for the people of the masjid, our muaddin, the people who are doing khidmat of deen, and expressing love within our own families. And it's not necessary that we have to buy an expensive gift. Sometimes just a little message to your nephew, to your cousin, brother, I'm thinking about you, how are you doing, how's the family, make dua for me, I'm making dua for you. That's all. Just one simple little message. And you sent it to the person. That is a display of your mahabbah and your love for that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. The other day I heard this incident of Mufti Shafiq Sahib, Jakura Sahib mentioned this incident. That, you know, him and his brother, they were very young and they were performing taraweeh in the Khanqa. Hazrat Shah Akim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was unwell at that time. He was performing his taraweeh in his room. So one day he decided to come and join the taraweeh in the Khanqa. And both Mufti Shafiq Sahib and his brother, they were wearing these long jubbas, you know. The long jubbas, the black ones. So Hazrat came, he saw them. He said, "Where's my black jubba? Go and fetch my jubba too." So he too wore his jubba. So what was that? He was showing some mahabba for them. He was showing love for them. That I'm just like you all now. See, I'm matching you all. Just like came down to their level. So sometimes as uncles in the family, you know, as seniors in the family, sometimes we have to come down to the level of the children. One occasion, I had the opportunity of dropping Ma'inu Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi home. After Salah, he would sit in different people's cars. And so I dropped him at his house, and one of his grandchildren were outside. So now you're sitting in the car with Hazrat. And now obviously there is a certain shan that Hazrat had when he would speak to you. And obviously our interaction was on a different level. But when he jumped out of the car and he went to the gate, there was a different person completely. He went down like a little child going and playing with a small one. So this is what it is. And this is we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That you have to, now the person can't say that, you know, I am a big buzruk. And now this children and all, they're going to weaken my iman. This is not the teaching of Islam. In fact, the real teaching of the real kamal of the person is that he can interact with each person on every level. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. The opposite of this love is harboring hatred and malice in our hearts. We don't even need to discuss this. This is something that we should not even have in our hearts. May Allah ta'ala purify our hearts from this malice and this hatred. And we are just carrying baggage in our hearts. You're just stressing yourself out for no reason whatsoever. Forgive people. Person did something to you, said something about you. Yes, if there's a need to clarify your name, then clarify it in a respectful manner. That look, what is being said is not true. And definitely I was not involved in this. And I distance myself from it completely, for example. So you may clarify your name. But now to go and say, you know, I'll never forget what he did to me. And Maulana used to always say that the person says that, you know, make sure he doesn't even come for my janazah. He mustn't even come for my janazah. So Maulana used to say that I tell everyone that make sure you do go for his janazah. Because definitely he's not going to stick his head out of the grave to see whether you came or you didn't come, or who came and didn't come. So anyway, this is the thing, that keep your heart clean. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he mentions and narrates one incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said we were sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that soon a person will enter. And this person who will enter is a person of paradise. He's a jannati. So all the sahaba ikram, now they were, you know, they had great zeal and enthusiasm. They wanted to learn. They also wanted to gain whatever they could gain. They also wanted the akhirat. So everyone now you can imagine was in anticipation. And he says one sahabi walked in. We looked at him and he went. The next day again Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same words. And this very same sahabi walked in. The third day the same thing happened. He says one sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he went to and confronted this sahabi. He confronted the sahabi who was an Ansari sahabi. He said to him, he made a story. He said that, you know, I just had a fight with my father. I had a fight with my father, and I took a qasam that I'm not going to go back to the house for 3 days. Will you give me a place to stay at yours, your place? So he made an excuse just so that he could see what is it that he is doing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala has given him such a maqam. So he said, I stayed with this person. And I stayed, and he said, I noticed there's nothing unusual. The only thing I noticed is that when he would be sleeping, every time he would turn, he would make some dhikr of Allah. He would make some dhikr of Allah. So he said, then I became, you know, frustrated. I said to him, you know, this whole story, I made it up. It's not true. I didn't have any fight with my father, nothing like that. But this is what I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying. Can you tell me what is it that you are doing? What amal you do that you have been blessed with such a maqam? So he said, there is nothing I do that's unusual. Yes, but there is one thing. He said that I have, you know, sincerity in my heart for every single Muslim. For every single Muslim, I have sincerity in my heart for them. And he says, I don't harbor any envy or any malice in my heart for any believer. I keep my heart absolutely clean from malice. He said, this is it. This is the reason for which you have been given such a high maqam. Just shows, respected elders and brothers, keep the heart clean. And sometimes a person will do something, he'll upset you. Learn to make maaf. Once, as a Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, he, they had one attendant in the, you know, that was in their home or in the madrasa, wherever it may have been. And he was somewhat clumsy and, you know, they kept him. That's why they gave him that simple task. But every now and again, he would drop the, you know, he would drop the tray. So again, he came with the tray, and as he was bringing it, he dropped it. So Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali scolded him. So he said, make maaf. Make maaf. So Hazrat told him that how many times must we keep on making a maaf every time you're dropping the tray? So he says his uncle, my Yahya Sahib, was behind. He told him that, oh Zakaria, that forgive him as many times as you would like Allah to forgive you. Forgive him as many times as you would like Allah to forgive you. So yes, people will upset you. And this is why the world is a test. So someone will say something that will upset you, will pass a remark. Of course, we must make sure that we don't do that to others. But we can't control other people. We can't control the tongue of the next person. We can't control the behavior of the next person. And Allah is not going to hold us accountable on the day of Qiyamah. Why you never sought him out? Why you didn't teach him how to speak properly? Yes, if he's your own child or your student, then it's a different situation. But other people, sometimes we don't even have a relationship with the person. And sometimes you tell the person, instead of benefiting, it's going to cause more of a problem. If he was already rude, and now if you're going to tell him to change his behavior, it's just going to increase his rudeness. It's not going to make any, it's not going to benefit in any way whatsoever. Sometimes you just have to stomach it and you just have to take it in and ask yourself the question that from the morning till now, how many sins have I not committed? Don't I want Allah Ta'ala to forgive me continuously? Hence, I should also be forgiving others. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Nasai Durus Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that La ilaha illallah laysa laha hijabun dun Allah, that between this kalima and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala there is no barrier. That is why when we're reciting this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine that it's going directly to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And from there, Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat and barakat are being focused on our hearts. When we say La ilaha, remove everything besides Allah from our hearts. When we say Illallah, bring Allah Ta'ala into the heart. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گوبد کردار نام سیاہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گوبد کردار نام سیاہ تو بھی مگن غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگن غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving most loving most caring Allah Ya Allah tonight is the 25th night of the Mubarak month of Ramadan Ya Allah it is one of the odd nights of the Mubarak month of Ramadan Ya Allah it has the potential Ya Allah to be the night of power Ya Allah to be Laylatul Qadr Ya Allah Oh Allah forgive each and every one of us Ya Allah Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if I find the night of power what should I do Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the dua Allahumma innaka afuun اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا Oh Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. You are most forgiving, Ya Allah. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. So quickly forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Do not delay in forgiving us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. We are filled with weaknesses and filled with sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if we look back at our lives, Ya Allah, what is gone, Ya Allah. How much of our life has been wasted and squandered, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have used our eyes for so much of haram, Ya Allah. We have used our ears to listen to so much of haram, Ya Allah. We have used our tongues, Ya Allah, to speak so much of haram, Ya Allah. And to hurt the hearts of people, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, to insult people, Ya Allah. We may have even swore at people, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this tongue was such a great bounty, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have seen people without eyes, Ya Allah. And how challenging life is for them, Ya Allah. We have seen people without ears, Ya Allah. And how challenging life is for them, those without tongues, Ya Allah, what a challenge, Ya Allah.
Yet, Ya Allah, we didn't pay for these bounties, Ya Allah. You gave it to us free of charge, Ya Allah. Yet we use these bounties to violate your very commands, Ya Allah. How foolish of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful. We are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, the moment we looked at haram, you would have made us blind, Ya Allah. The moment we listened to haram, you would have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, you would have made us dumb, Ya Allah. Or a lightning bolt would have been sent from the sky to annihilate and destroy us, Ya Allah. But despite our sins from the morning till the night, despite a life of sins, Ya Allah, you still, Ya Allah, bless us with countless bounties, and you continue to shower ni'mah upon ni'mah upon us, Ya Allah. What a Haleem Allah, what a Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, but Ya Allah, we cannot continue this way, Ya Allah. We are not finding any sukoon in the life of sin, Ya Allah. Our life is filled with restlessness and anxiety and worries, Ya Allah. We don't have that inner tranquility of hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we also want that sukoon and dil, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins which you committed knowingly or unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our children, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, Ya Allah. More than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the direction of our lives, Ya Allah. At present, we are heading for the fire of Jahannam due to our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we want to go towards the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, thabbit Qulubana ala deenik. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, sarrif Qulubana ala ta'atik. Oh Allah, you change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Hawa wa hirsu ala dil badalde. Oh Allah, change our hearts, Ya Allah. You've given man the ability, Ya Allah, to do a heart transplant, Ya Allah. Our heart is filled with animosity, Ya Allah. Filled with hatred, Ya Allah. Filled with jealousy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, filled with kibr and pride, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have turned our hearts into garbage bags, Ya Allah. That heart which was supposed to be for your mahabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. That heart which was supposed to have had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That heart which was supposed to have had the love of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. We have turned that heart into a place and dump site, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma, Ya Allah. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, so this month of Ramadan is for the spiritual overall of ourselves, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the direction of our lives, Ya Allah. Our lives are melting away. Ya Allah, umr ho rahi hai mithl barf kam. Umr ho rahi hai mithl barf kam. Chubke chubke, rafta rafta, dam madam. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, Ya Allah. We have seen how fit, healthy people suddenly left this world, Ya Allah. They just fell down and collapsed and they were gone, Ya Allah. One bullet in the person was gone, Ya Allah. The person woke up in the morning going to work and he didn't return home, Ya Allah. Or the person went into the hospital and never emerged from the hospital again, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have seen how life is so temporary, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the realization that our lives will come to an end, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, before, Ya Allah, the angel of death knocks, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to change our lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, before the waters of ghusl are put on our bodies, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to put the waters of tawbah on our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, before that kafan is placed on our bodies and enshrouded on our bodies, oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to wear the libas of taqwa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah, at the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa rassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Oh Allah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but if it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let the angel of death find us in a mubarak place, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, in the month of Ramadan, especially in Palestine, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what they are going through there, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are always living on edge, Ya Allah. Always in fear, Ya Allah. And every now and again, there is aggression against the Muslims, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, women are being beaten up, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if our mother or if our sister was being beaten up, how would we have felt, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, this is the ummati of your Rasul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi loved his ummah so dearly. Oh Allah, we know it is because of our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, that the Muslims are suffering throughout the world, that conditions have come down because of our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, but do not look at our sins, ya Allah. Look at those precious tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi loved his ummah so dearly, ya Allah. What sacrifices he made for his ummah, ya Allah. Oh Allah, ya Allah, when we go for Umrah, ya Allah, in Haramain Sharifain, ya Allah. Allah, when we perform Salah with such ease, ya Allah. But my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he performed Salah, ya Allah, on one occasion, the filthy intestines of a camel were placed on the Mubarak back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, the Mubarak, ya Allah, and the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she came running. And she pushed this, ya Allah, these intestines off. And she said, oh my father, why are they doing this to you? Oh Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would walk in Makkatul Mukarrama, thorns would be placed in his pathway, ya Allah. Oh Allah, when we see these VIPs and these presidents that come down, a red carpet is placed before them, ya Allah. If there was anyone that should have been the king of this world, it would have been our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But instead of flowers, ya Allah, thorns were placed in his pathway, ya Allah. Oh Allah, all this for the sake of his ummah, ya Allah. Oh Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, ya Allah, oh Allah, a mushrik comes to him and spits in the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How angry we would become, ya Allah, if someone spat in the face of our ustad, or our sheikh, or our parents, ya Allah. But this happened to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, he walked, ya Allah. The people of Makkah Sharif refused to accept, ya Allah. He then walked on foot, ya Allah, in the scorching heat of Arabia, until he reached Taif. Would hope that the people of Taif would accept Islam. But instead, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chased like a dog. Ya Allah, stones were hurled towards the Mubarak body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he began to bleed so profusely, ya Allah. Oh Allah, that his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood, ya Allah. Oh Allah, what, ya Allah, sacrifices he went for his for the sake of his ummah. Oh Allah, when the angel was summoned, that give permission and I will destroy the people between these mountains, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, perhaps one from their progeny would accept Islam. How much of mercy he had, ya Allah. In the battle of Uhud, ya Allah, the Mubarak tooth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shattered, ya Allah. He began bleeding, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the rings of the helmet became embedded in his Mubarak jaw, ya Allah. He bled profusely, ya Allah. Oh Allah, in the battle of Ahzab, ya Allah, two stones tied to the Mubarak belly of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, what sacrifices for the sake of his ummah. Oh Allah, what has happened to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, restore the dignity of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that ummah for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so profusely, for whom he bled, ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let that ummah go to waste, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, spread muhabbat between the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, unite our hearts, then we can become a force that can be reckoned with, ya Allah. At present there is so much of disunity, ya Allah, within our families, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, ya Allah. The hearts of brothers and sisters, ya Allah. The hearts of family members, ya Allah. The hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with your mahabbat and your ma'rifat, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your mahabbat and ma'rifat, ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the love for Medina Sharif, ya Allah. Give us the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the love for the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to perform our 5 salah daily, ya Allah. Wa jama'a, ya Allah, for the menfolk, ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq, ya Allah, to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Muslims throughout the world, ya Allah, alleviate the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is in Afghanistan, ya Allah, whether it is, ya Allah, in Syria, ya Allah, whether it is in China, ya Allah, Oh Allah, you are well aware the condition of the Muslims throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in Syria, Ya Allah, when we enjoying our iftar, and shortly we'll be sitting on the dastakhan eating wonderful food, Ya Allah. There are many of our Muslim brothers who are sitting in refugee camps, Ya Allah. Some of them are eating, Ya Allah, crumbs of bread, Ya Allah, and little meager pieces of food, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we cannot help the entire world, but Ya Allah, we can spare thought and dua for them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless them with a wonderful Ramadan too, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you provide for them nourishment and food too, Ya Allah. You are the Razzaq, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we will be having a wonderful Eid, Ya Allah, with beautiful clothing, Ya Allah. But many of our Muslim brothers living in refugee camps, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they will be wearing torn and tattered clothing, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, oh Allah, all those who are in hospitals who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those who are undergoing operations, make the operations complete success, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious and compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those, Ya Allah, who will be writing examinations, Ya Allah, who are studying, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Make them assets for the Muslim Ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires, the aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the good desires and the aspirations, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us all for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make this musalla a mirkaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. All those who have assisted in whichever way it may have been, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those, Ya Allah, who are funding this entire operation, Ya Allah. Those who have assisted, Ya Allah. Those who have made dua, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you, Ya Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Bless them with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah, Ya Allah. And all those, Ya Allah, who have shown kindness, generosity, Ya Allah, to us in any way whatsoever. Our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh, our well wishes, Ya Allah. You know them very well, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you grant them the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who have passed away, Ya Allah, from our mashayikh, our satiza, Ya Allah, our, Ya Allah, grandparents, Ya Allah, some may have been parents, Ya Allah, and all our marhumin, Ya Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Make their graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to prepare adequately, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmah away from us, Ya Allah. We are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. There is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept each and every one of us, Ya Allah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.